This has been the Winter Solstice Special on iCanRadio.org with your happiest snow hosts, Sarah
and Stephen. And you can continue listening to the holiday program on iCanRadio.org throughout early January, including that classic tale, The Cinnamon Bear, every day at noon and 6.
Now it's time for our friend Maria Garcia to celebrate some holiday music from around the world.
Happy holidays!
Thank you, Stephen and Sarah, for asking me to join you. Hi, this is Maria Garcia, All Classical Radio's 2022-2023 Artist in Residence. I am so happy to be here with you today. I have prepared a little musical Christmas gift for you. I would like to invite you on a musical journey of Christmas carols from different parts of the world. I love the holidays. For me, the birth of baby Jesus represents a celebration of new hope, renewal, love for one another, and a time to connect with family and community. Christmas has inspired many composers from around the world to write beautiful music, and I would like to share a few of these gems. Let's start our musical journey right here in America with a medley of popular Christmas carols. Do you know what a medley is? Well, a medley is a collection of songs that are musically tied together as one continuous piece. This medley includes three songs that are quite famous. First, O Little Town of Bethlehem, then We Three Kings, and finally, Good Christian Man Rejoice. Can you listen and hear how the composer weaves these three beautiful songs seamlessly together? Thank you. Now let's travel to Mexico and listen to a beautiful Christmas carol called El Rorro. The song is a lullaby for baby Jesus. Rorro is not really a word, but it is a type of soothing sound that moms use to calm their babies. I'm sure you have heard our next song. It is the very, very popular Carol of the Bells. But you know that the song was originally a Ukrainian song and that it was called Shedrik, which in English means little sparrow? A Ukrainian-American composer heard this song performed in America in the early 20th century and was inspired to write English lyrics for it and rename it Carol of the Bells. It is one of my all-time favorites.
Thank you.
Our next song comes from Ireland, and it is the oldest song that I will be presenting for you today. The song is called Wexford Carol, and although there is no evidence of the exact time in which it was written, it is believed to be from the 15th century, and that's about 500 years ago. The song is named Wexford because the tune originated from County Wexford. I love this arrangement. It is so magical. Can you hear the bagpipes and the drums in this song? Now, let's liven things a little bit and come back to America to hear a jazzy rendition of the African-American spiritual Go Tell It on the Mountain. Apart from this super fun arrangement, I love the feeling that the song expresses, the feeling of being so joyful about the birth of baby Jesus that we must shout it and share it across mountains. Niño Lindo, or Beautiful Boy, is a traditional Venezuelan carol. I spent many Christmases as a child in Venezuela, as my grandmother lived there for a very long time. In some ways, this song is a love letter to baby Jesus. It is a rather lively arrangement by a friend of mine, Manuel Matarrita, and I have so much fun playing it. Finishing this musical journey, let's travel to France. Did you know that the famous song we know today as O Holy Night was originally French, with French lyrics? If you like ballet, then I should tell you that the composer who wrote this song, Adolphe Adam, also wrote the music for the beautiful ballet Giselle. The song is so uplifting, and I think it makes for a beautiful ending to this musical journey. May your Christmas be as magical as this music is. Merry Christmas. Thank you.
ICANN is a place for kids like you and me.
You're listening to ICANN on HD2.
KQAC HD2 Portland 89.9. KQOC HD2 Glen Eden Beach 88.1. KSLC HD2 Linfield University, McMinnville 90.3. And KQHR HD2 The Dalles in Hood River 88.1.